first people to respond to the final warning message, and therefore they are the chief of the children of Ammon. They're the first fruits that come out of Babylon, where here in Isaiah, it's portrayed as the very final group of people that come out of Babylon, and they're no longer the chief of the children of Ammon. They're no longer the first fruits. They're those that come out just before the highway is opened of deliverance, in the final deliverance of mankind. When you put these prophecies together, they just get stronger and stronger. What we are looking at, though, is the unity of that is symbolized by Ephraim and this ensign. If you go to Strong's, you'll find that ensign, it comes from the word that is numbered in Strong's 564, which means to gleam from afar, to be conspicuous as a signal, to raise a beacon, to lift up an ensign, a standard bearer. But it means, even though it comes from that particular word, it means a flag, a sail, a flagstaff, a signal, a token, a banner, a sign, a standard. God is going to lift up a standard at the end of the world, a sign. And what is the sign and the banner, the standard that's lifted up at the end of the world? Evangelism 281. It is at this time that the true Sabbath must be brought before the people, both by pen and voice, as the fourth commandment of the Decalogue, and those that observe it are ignored and despised. The faithful few know that it is the time not to hide their face, but to exalt the law of Jehovah by unfurling the banner on which is inscribed the message of the third angel. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14:12, Evangelism 281. The ensign the Lord lifts up at the end is the Sabbath issue. Testimonies, Volume 8, page 41, says this. In vision I saw two armies in a terrible conflict. Gideon's army, the Midianite army. Continuing on. One army was led by banners bearing the world's insignia, and the other was led by the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. Standard after standard was left to trail in the dust as company after company from the Lord's army joined the foe, and tribe after tribe from the ranks of the enemy united with God's commandment people, commandment-keeping people of God. The army following the banner with the inscription, the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, was gloriously triumphant. Here we see in the battle, this is the battle, it's over Sabbath and Sunday, and when this issue hits, multitudes are going to, company after company, are going to leave the Lord's side, and tribe after tribe, and it's interesting that Sister White is using tribe after tribe, because consistently in Bible prophecy,